Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes and or wherever you listen to podcasts, those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court. But how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we get on to this interesting topic, there's a couple things that I want to do. First of all, give a shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. One-stop shop for basketball coaches. So make sure you go over and check that out. Also, go over and check out our sponsor, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over and check them out. Mention us. Get $350 off your next purchase. They will take really good care of you. So today I'm going to talk about a score of a game that just recently happened in our state. A private school in the Milwaukee suburbs, Dominican, beat a team 122-24. So not quite 100 points. From what I understand, it was 80-15 at halftime. There is running clock the last 9 minutes, up 40. But ever since I saw this yesterday, I've been just kind of going back and forth. First of all, I think it's bad scheduling. We just recently played a team that, we won by 40. We could have probably won by 80 if we would have wanted to. But we did some tweaks, did some things so that would not happen. Tried to get the running clock at the end of the game rather than the beginning and start time. So that's the first thing. So I would say improper scheduling is probably one of the biggest mistakes. That's my first one. Again, totally, these are all 100% my opinion. Second thing is when you're up 80 to 15 at halftime, I definitely work on, it's an 18, we play halves, 18 minute halves. I'm definitely spending the second half. Working on my delay game, and you know, some of my passing things. I'm literally trying to get out of the game without someone getting hurt. I'm not going to become a better basketball player when we're up 80 to 15. That 18 minutes is not going to make us better. And it's not, definitely not going to make the other team better. There should almost be a mercy rule at that point, because you can't come back. I mean, it's not possible. You're not going to win the game. So there should almost be a faster running clock, and there should be maybe a mercy rule. So the other coach could say, we're just done. We're overmatched. This is just too much. I philosophically have a problem with someone winning by 100. And I've had some really good teams, and I could have put some world of hurt on people, and I would have never done that. Just from an education-based program, I don't think we're teaching not only the players, but the parents and the community and anything by beating someone that bad. You're obviously better. You're obviously going to win the game. So I don't think you're teaching them life skills. You're not, definitely not teaching them life lessons. And I'm not sure exactly the pluses versus the negatives. So you would be better off stopping the game and going, getting a scrimmage, go practice afterwards, something like that, than beating a team almost by 100 points. So I philosophically have a lot of issues with this, and maybe it's because I'm an old dog, but I would put some of my top teams against any of the top teams in the last 20 years in the state of Wisconsin, and I wouldn't have done that to people. I honestly think it's just not right on so many levels. So I'd love to hear what you think, your thoughts. Leave them down in the comments. What do you think of a score that looks like that? What do you think? Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's not okay? Definitely open for opinions and observations when it comes to this. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, I just want to add one more thing or discussion point about blowouts or big scores that I didn't add in the previous one. That Minnesota just recently added the shot clock, or looks like they're going to do in 2023. Does the shot clock have anything to do with increase in scores or blowouts? Will more, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm just throwing it out for discussion. Will the shot clock, like a 35, 40 second shot clock, will that affect blowouts? Will it affect the almost 100 point score that I was discussing earlier, or won't it? I don't, as a statistician, I don't have enough data, or I haven't gone back and looked at old stuff to kind of know how that will make it fall. But I think the shot clock is something that definitely needs to be in that discussion point when we're talking about mercy rules or blowouts or 100-point victories. And again, do I think we need a shot clock in high school basketball? Probably not. I mean, is it going to matter? It'll be interesting if we definitely get one we get one in Wisconsin, and then do we go back to quarters? Do we stay with halves? So that will be an interesting twist. Do we do that? What length would it be? My one argument for not having it at the high school level is you're talking about a small sample of games that are pullouts or slowdowns. And what does the shot clock do is it forces games to be played in a similar method. And that would be my, it's going to look like a lot of the college games now. And it's not, you're not going to see all the variation of different types of zones or mans or things like that. So I don't know. Shot clock, I could do a whole podcast on the shot clock, but I just wanted to throw that in. Is like, how do you think it affects the relationship with blowouts and games that are out of control? Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.